from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think a conversation that bears more dialogue on the station is what are you going to do at the number three quarterback? Because I'm kind of fascinated at this idea, this group of people who are intrigued at trading DTR and keeping Tyler Huntley.
Why?
Because I don't understand why you would keep Tyler Huntley.
I don't either.
I think Tyler Huntley is a nice second or third string backup in the NFL, but specific to this room, I don't think you need three veteran quarterbacks. And I know people are going to say, what everyone's going to say is, well, but Nick, you needed five quarterbacks last year. Okay, but if we start talking about the long-term health of the quarterback position, why would you not want the younger, cheaper player who has more upside and who honestly today is a better passer, even as a second-year player coming off a up-and-down rookie season? DTR's already a much better passer than Tyler Huntley ever will be.
Yeah, Huntley is, you know, a middle-of-the-road fringe roster quarterback.
Yeah, like he was the backup in Baltimore for, what, 3 or 4 years?
I'm not denigrating the guy because it's really hard to be a quarterback in the NFL, and he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that DTR is a better option than Huntley.
Yeah, well, my thing with Huntley is he was a backup in Baltimore because they were going to have to pay Lamar, and they found a young quarterback who fit within the system that they had initially with Greg Roman, but a guy who, like, in terms of his arm, I mean, we're talking Cody Kessler. It is one of the weaker arms in the NFL, almost to the point that I don't trust him to make a 15-yard pass. Like, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful because Tyler, I mean, you know the amount of work it takes to be there.
Yeah.
But I then look at DTR and I'm like, well, he's young. He's learning the habits that you need to be a good quarterback in the NFL. And this obsession with, I'd rather a veteran, if they're on the same level, a veteran who's at his ceiling versus a rookie who's halfway there, if they're comparable players, I don't get that. Like, for a third-string quarterback, give me a guy who might have a chance to grow into, even just a backup. If by next year DTR's your backup and you're good to go with him for the final 2 years he's on that rookie contract, it is a ridiculous success versus Tyler Huntley, who you're just starting to get into a one-year window with your quarterbacks, and that is not even with backups and third stringers, that's not a place I'm wildly comfortable with.
No. I mean, how could anybody be comfortable with that scenario?
Yeah. Well, because my big thing with this is I want you to be able to, let's say this year doesn't go the way you planned with Deshaun, whether it's injuries or whatever. All right, well, then I want the young quarterback who's been developing for 2 years with his coaching staff. And then I want another young quarterback. Like, at some point, I'm not here to have Jameis and Joe save you every single year. At some point, there's got to be at least one or two guys on this roster that you have a hope of maybe passing the baton to by the end of this 5-year contract. If it's just, Well, every single year we're going to run through, well, this year it's Jameis and Tyler, and the next year it's going to be these two veteran quarterbacks on one-year deals, and maybe the year after that. At some point, you're going to have a year where Pittsburgh is, where everything is a clean slate. I don't love that at all. Because Pittsburgh didn't just lose Kenny Pickett, and rightfully so. They lost Mason Rudolph. They lost, there's another quarterback I can't remember off the top of my head, but they lost three guys who had been in that situation for 3 years. And you can tell me, well, okay, none of the three are good enough to start. That's not the point. You don't want to have to be rebuilding your quarterback room literally with every single player new there, because that's another spot that we don't talk nearly enough about with the idea of continuity. And so I don't see the value in Snoop Huntley for this roster. I always thought it's a good camp arm to have in, another veteran in that room to help DTR, maybe another friendly personality, non-threatening personality for Deshaun. But I always felt like this whole thing was maybe like a long-term, maybe a short-term, mid-term hedge bet. Well, let's sign him in March, and if somebody really needs a quarterback, maybe we get a fifth-round pick for him. I haven't seen anything from anybody that makes me think that should, realistically, because the Zach Jackson report is why we're having this conversation, where Zach said they're going to take calls on DTR. Okay, what do you get for DTR? Is somebody going to give you, we can get the third-round pick for DTR? You get a fourth rounder for DTR. I don't see how he's amassed this kind of value.
And even if he had that value, what's that do for you now?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's
what's a fourth round pick in August or September
with a quarterback that you liked enough to bring in and then start multiple games last year and give a second crack at it before he got hurt again? Or sorry. He got benched the first time before he got hurt at the end of the season.
He's not going anywhere. The organization likes him.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. DTR or Huntley, where do you guys land on who should be the third quarterback? Cool Ray, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, what's up? What's up, fellas?
Not much, buddy. What you got?
I like Huntley, 100%. And it's had nothing to do with DTR skills or any kind of skill set. It's just more or less right now, they brought in a backup quarterback, so he didn't even win that job. You're talking about a third-string position. So, and if, let's say, Deshaun Watson...
Tyler Huntley didn't win that job either.
But they brought someone else in to be the backup. We're talking about the third-string quarterback. Yes, an anomaly happened last year where we went through, a bunch of quarterbacks. But my thing is this, is that if Deshaun Watson stays healthy, he's our starting quarterback for the next 4 to 5 years. You're wasting away this young man's talent. So if you can get him, if you can get something for him and maybe give him an opportunity to start somewhere else or compete for a backup somewhere else, why not do that if you can get a draft pick? Because initially you're talking about the third string. You're not talking about the second string or third string. Your hope is he can hope to come in and beat out someone to be the backup.
So real quick there, what's the value that makes a DTR trade worth it? Are we talking a sixth or seventh round pick? Is that moving the needle for you?
It depends on what the team needs. If you think you may need a wide receiver that you could probably get in those rounds, if you think you may need a backup left tackle or something in that, and if you think that that's more vital than a third string quarterback, then absolutely it moves the needle for me.
I respectfully disagree, Cool Ray. The idea that...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The idea that DTR didn't do enough last year to beat out Jameis Winston, or that they brought in Jameis Winston and that is somehow held against DTR. I think Jameis is here because of Deshaun. He's not here because of DTR. Do you agree with that?
Pretty much, because I think Jameis gives you a chance if he goes in, you know, where Deshaun, let's say Deshaun has a setback or something significant to the point where he may miss a large portion of the season. You feel a hell of a lot better about Jameis Winston keeping the thing afloat than you do about DTR, who's a prospect. You know, he's a young guy who maybe will turn into something someday, but nobody wants to put DTR in the starting lineup with the Cleveland Browns for 10 games.
If
it's just not fair. For our expectations to like make the playoffs, if DTR plays, those expectations go way down. What they did is they replaced Joe Flacco with somebody that they think's younger and better.
If Deshaun had played 17 games last year, DTR would be the backup, and I don't think it'd be a question. I don't think they would have brought in Huntley. I don't think they would have brought in Jameis. So it's weird this. And the other thing that I think is a little pie in the sky is, well, you got to do right by the young man. Yeah, teams don't do that. If they're concerned about their quarterback situation and they think they've got a guy that can start in the future, then DTR is going to be here. They're not in the charity of their own hearts. They're not going to go, you know what? Pittsburgh, you don't have a good starting quarterback situation there. We're going to give you DTR for a seventh because this is right. Right? This is good for the kid. This is good for you. I'm trying to think of who is struggling to find a backup quarterback right now. Like, no, that's not really what they're going to do here. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Dustin Fox 37, DTR or Tyler Huntley. I think it's going to be DTR who's going to be here, by the way. I kind of read the DTR thing as, one, just gauging the overall trade value who might have, but two, maybe just trying to put doubt in the minds of any team they're negotiating with on Tyler Huntley that they might just keep Tyler Huntley. I thought maybe that was a strengthening their position kind of ploy there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.